The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
All right, and I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
All right. I'm feeling all right.
Yeah?
Well, I'm feeling
outside.
Really all
What's
right.
What's not to feel right about? Yeah. Beautiful out there.
Well, unless you don't have AC, you might be feeling a little funky instead of just all right.
There
but,
you, go.
You know.
Okay. You know what?
It's toasty. It's toasty out.
Come next, like October, we'll be missing this big time.
So, oh, yeah. Well, I'm. You know what? I'm using this as my warm-up, literally, for my upcoming trip.
There you go. Getting yourself acclimated.
Yeah.
And you're going where?
I'm going to Panama.
Nice.
And no, not because I'm looking for a tax haven. I can't begin to tell you how many people. It just so happens that James and I wanted to go to Panama before the whole thing broke out about the scandal with the tax havens and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, Panama is just, it's on our list of potential retirement places.
There you go.
So we're going to go down and do an exploratory trip, and we're going to go to Spain probably in the winter. And, you know, so for me, this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be good times. And that's why we have in the studio with us again today, Marissa Kleist.
Hello, everyone.
And
right,
because she's going to be filling in for me while I'm gone.
You're going to be Reba's able understudy for the next 3 weeks. Is that right?
Able-bodied person in the room.
There you go.
Talk?
That's right.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. So I have somebody new to pick on. It gets kind of old picking on Reba every week. So.
And he's tired of me saying hashtag Eric is bald.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
I need to start coming up with some comebacks.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You just have to promise to be nice. Nicer.
No promises here.
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. See, she totally is the right person to be in my team.
Yeah.
I love
I'm
it.
Scared already.
Well, the other wonderful, lovely person in the room that we have with us is Justin Riordan from Spade & Archer.
How you doing, Reba?
Hello. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for taking time today.
You bet.
Yeah. So if anybody heard our promo, this isn't about hoes and bows.
Which is the new nickname Archer. For Spade & Archer.
Yes. I was so glad that you guys were finding humorous the promo that we did for your show this week. But for those of you listening, Spade & Archer is a beautiful staging organization. So when you're preparing a residential property for sale, they do beautiful, beautiful work, and they're in multiple locations.
Yep, we're in Seattle, Portland, and Palm Springs.
Yeah. So we're going to get to Justin here a little bit more after our first segment. But as most people know listening to our show, we always try and get at least a rate update.
Absolutely.
So do you got something for us?
I sure do. And, you know, for a couple of weeks, I've been talking about upcoming speech that Janet Yellen, chairman of the Fed.
Did she finally open her mouth?
She did today.
And what came out?
This morning. And I guess the short summary is it was sort of well received by the bond market, by the financial markets.
Okay.
And the you know, she brought up quite a few different things, but there are a few uncertainties in our economy right now, and that's weighing on the Fed and it may hold them back from increasing interest rates, at least in the short term.
Okay.
You know, so there's a
good
few
for you
things.
Buyers out there.
Yeah, it's good for us. It's good for the buyers, I suppose. The main concerns right now are, number one, it's sort of the resilience of our domestic economy, economic demand, basically consumer spending. You know, that's the driving force of our economy. Mm-hmm. If that stays strong, economy will stay on track. If it doesn't, then that could cause us to slow down. So consumer confidence, things like that, mm-hmm. will affect our economy and ultimately interest rates. Number two is global economic situation. There's still a lot of weakness globally, especially with China. And although it seems to be waning just a little bit, maybe not quite as bad as people were forecasting, but Fed's keeping a very, very close eye on that. The third one is the growth of productivity in our country. It's very, very weak. And as businesses,
well, I'm pretty
are,
productive.
Well, you may be the exception. Yeah, that's right. But if we factored your
we're
wages,
having our best year ever for that matter.
Yeah, but let's calculate it by the hour and tell me then how much it is, because I know
I don't know. We're getting
hours.
Better about that. Of course, the team's growing, so do my expenses. But still, we're kicking some booty right now. I'm pretty happy about that.
Well, the reason that productivity growth is important is because really it's productivity that increases our standard of living.
Right.
It helps wages rise because if businesses can be more efficient in what they do, they can either hire more or they can pay the people that they have more, and that's that tends to increase our standard of living. Productivity has been increasing by only about 0.5% since 2010. Very very weak.
Yeah,
part of that is
they're clearly not working for my team.
Well, you know, part of it is that businesses have not been investing heavily in new research and development and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of people have been very cautious since the recession.
Extremely
cautious.
And so, you know, as a result, that tends to influence productivity. The fourth thing that we're watching is inflation. Now, bond markets are driven by the fear of inflation, right?
Yes.
But the Fed has a target inflation rate of 2%, and we're not hitting that. Inflation is too low, meaning the economy's not growing fast enough.
Right.
And so there's a couple reasons that inflation has stayed low recently. One is that oil prices have dropped significantly, although that seems to be starting to stabilize a little bit. And the dollar has been very, very strong, too strong, makes it difficult for us to export our goods overseas.
Right.
That seems to have been kind of sorting itself out. So all of that said, the Fed is most likely not going to increase rates next week when they meet. In fact, right now there's a chance that they may only increase once this year, if at all.
And that was the once that they already did?
Well,
or is
no,
that
was last year.
That was
December.
December. That was December, so it doesn't count. Okay.
So right now, both J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, Oxford Economics think that the Fed may increase in July. Other banks disagree. Bank of America, Pantheon, UBS, RBS, HSBC thinks they may increase in September. And there's a few other banks, Deutsche Bank and RBC, for instance, thinks they may increase in December. So right now there's only about a 24% chance that they'll increase in July, about a 42% chance that the Fed will increase in September, and it starts to go up a little bit after that. So the big shaker of the economy last week was the jobs report. It was dismal. Only 80,000 new jobs created.
Yeah, I did see that.
That really shook up the Fed.
Right.
And so...
Well, we're creating jobs in Team Reba,
well,
so...
Well, and the one shining light in our economy, you know, right now is the housing sector.
Yeah.
And that's driven a lot by mortgage rates, which are still extremely low. So conventional 30-year fixed rates today, everyone, we're sitting right around 3.625%. 15-year fixed rates under 3%, right around 2.875.
Nice.
Jumbo 30-year fixed rates are hitting around 3.625. And FHA loans, right around 3.5%. So it's
FHA is at 3.5
still?
3.5.
Oh, man. Yeah. So the rates are extremely good, especially if you're a first-time buyer out there. It's it's a great time to really get
in there.
If you're
any kind of buyer.
If you're any kind
of
buyer.
Are you kidding me? If you're any kind of buyer, or if you still haven't looked at...
Refinancer.
Exactly. I mean, you were telling that story the other day about someone who had qualified, I think it was really through the HARP program, but the amount of money, like it was 400 something bucks a month.
Oh, they were in tears.
Yeah.
They were so happy.
Of joy. Yes.
Yeah.
In a positive way, right?
Right. Yeah. I make a lot of people cry every day, but that was in a good way. But,
let's make sure it's on a good
absolutely.
Side, right? You know?
And if anyone's ever interested in kind of going over your own situation, we're always available. So you can tweet me directly at ericismybanker, or you can email me anytime at eric@ericismybanker.com and Reba here at Team Reba. Or you can also email her at Reba@teamreba.com.
or info@teamreba.com.
Or give us a call. This is a live
call. Because I did just
call.
Mention I'm going to be gone for a while, so I may not be on my email as often. But if you go to info@teamreba.com, it's a distribution email, so everyone on my team gets it.
All right. And this is a live call-in show, so if you have a question right now, it's burning in your head, give us a call. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Toll-free.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
So
how about you? What's going on in the real estate market?
Oh, man. There's been so much going on. We had a stellar day on Friday. We had three closings that happened at the same time. And one of the more unique things, I mean, I've been doing this since 2003, and we had this family that it was quite, as they put it, it was a banner day for the Halsteads.
Oh,
because,
yes.
Yes. They ended up. They came to us a year ago with plans to move, and it was funny because it takes a long time for people to get ready. I mean, that's one of the reasons Justin's here today, is to talk about all those things you have to do to prep, right? You know, and get to that place to make your place beautiful and whatnot. And Justin, you would have loved this house because our client is an interior designer, so it's beautiful.
Oh boy,
inside this home, right?
You know, those interior designers are pretty hard to deal with.
She was fabulous.
Nice.
She was so wonderful. And she's originally from the South, just such a sweet, kind woman. Absolutely love her. But so she and her husband were going to be moving back to Alabama, where she's from. And their daughter is remaining here. And so the tall order that happened literally, what was it, 2-3 months max before they were ready to go on the market, they said, hey, by the way, our 21-year-old daughter, could you help her buy a place too? We'd like to get her settled before we move. And I went,
you have 2 months, go.
Exactly. In this market that's really hectic with lots of multiple offers and all the other things that are going on, people having to go sometimes through 12 or 15 deals to get a place, right? And I went, well, let me pull some magic out my purse and see what we have for you. And so we worked it out. But I'll tell you what, we closed on the same day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The day we closed on their home, we closed on their daughter's new place. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we've been, finding inventory. I mean, there is still that massive shortage of inventory that's out there, but we're getting more and more people signing up with us because we're showing awesome results. Because the parents, when we sold their place, it went $75,000 over asking price. It was about 7.5% over what the list price was. We've had other properties, another property, as you know, a longtime client of mine. It was my sixth transaction with him. They also closed. We sold 10% above the asking price for their home in Renton. Hmm. And we've got another one closing this Friday. I mean, it's just been tremendous. But the market in general is fast moving. And as you know, we get to see it from all sides because you and I work together. But then my husband in home inspection,
right.
he sees it from another angle of more agents. So we're seeing kind of just everything. It's not just anecdotal to what's going on in my team.
Right.
But it's been fun and challenging and we're staying on pace with it. So it's been great.
Well, stay with us. When we come back, we've got more with Justin Riordan and be talking about staging homes. Stay tuned for more Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.